Another week in the books. We got five more weeks of football until the playoffs. This is a two-minute drill. We're here to talk about week three. Pierce, Scott, and Flo's. Have you brothers recovered, or were you fine the entire time?
Recovered from what? Are you talking about the Bears? I was over that shit when the game started, nigga.
I do not care.
I checked out after.
That's why I should ask. When did y'all stop watching? Like, what was the last? What was the point of the game where you stopped watching?
Oh, well, this game, I turned it off after the second drive. After Mitch's second drive, I turned it off. So the triple coverage interception.
That was the second interception, I think. Yeah, that was the second interception. No, the first interception was the one in the end zone where he just bombed it.
But it was like 2-3 niggas on Darnell Mooney because he thought he was 6'5".
Okay. He had the second one that was like really in triple coverage. When I watched it back on Monday, I was like, wow.
I didn't see that one. I had turned the game off, but I think I was officially done with the Bears after that Rams game. That's when I was like, okay.
Joe, when did you stop watching on Sunday?
I have not stopped watching.
You watched the whole thing. You tortured your eyes. I mean, you got a reason to, so I get you.
Exactly.
I cut it off after the double face max fumble recover for a touchdown. I was just like, man, you know what? I'm just gonna go practice some self care. Let me just go start a show I haven't started yet. So I didn't start The Undoing on HBO, which is pretty good.
That. What is that about?
I mean,
it's like a whodunit, ain't it?
Yeah, it is a whodunit. It's got Nicole Kidman. She's very Nicole Kidman.
Oh yeah.
So you know,
Nicole Kidman in the 90s.
Dog, I mean, any TV show with Nicole.
She was on Batman Forever, boy. That movie.
Oh, she was cold. She was cold as hell. Batman Forever, low key. Like you can put Nicole Kidman and Reese Witherspoon in the TV show, and guarantee I'm watching that shit.
Oh yeah.
Reese Witherspoon's got some fire ass television shows. I fuck with her ass. But yeah, that was tragic. Like my man Bill Belichick says, we're on to Detroit, who's a dumpster fire in herself. We'll talk about that later. But I guess we should start with the best game of the week, and that was in Tampa. Patrick Mahomes.
It was a boring ass week. I didn't.
It was really a boring ass week of football. Like, it is what it is. But let's start up at Tampa. The boy Patrick Mahomes went into. It was kind of more Tyreek Hill than Pat, but Pat went to Tampa Bay, and he ran up in Tom's house and he said, "Hey, that's enough for you, old man. Time for you to get the fuck out the building.
The future's now, old man."
Yeah, and Tom looked like he's ready to go.
Tom's been looking like that for the last couple weeks. Man.
Yeah, but this was the moment where I said, "Hey, maybe Tom might finish out the contract, but maybe it's time." It's probably time.
Father time is undefeated.
Mother time.
We're gender neutral on this podcast.
Shout out to Elliot Page.
Right. Father time is undefeated, man. He's just been looking real bad. Not only has he been looking real bad, he's looking real bad against good teams. I don't think the Bucks have beat a good team yet. If they have, it's been one time.
I honestly can't think of the teams that they've beaten off the top of my head, really.
They beat Carolina, which they're not good.
Carolina's not good. The Giants are not good.
Yeah, barely beat them.
Barely beat the Giants, you're right. They lost both times to the Saints. I think they beat, who's the other team, the Falcons?
Yeah, did they play the Falcons yet?
I was about to say, did they play the Falcons? That's a good question.
I don't think they played Atlanta yet.
Good question. Joe, what was your takeaway from Sunday's game?
Well, I had it off. Sunday's games or Sunday's game?
We were talking about Chiefs and Bucks, my friend.
It's my block now, all right? That's what I saw when I was watching that game. Shit done changed. Tom Brady hasn't looked terrible this year. He just hasn't looked like Tom Brady. I mean, you take a pedestrian quarterback and give him those numbers, you think he was having an outstanding year. So that's the crazy part about it. I mean, he's sitting there, 30-11? And pretty solid yards quarterback rating. And overall, even with an eye test, dude, just the aesthetic of it, he still looks good, but he's more prone to interceptions, more prone to turnovers, more prone to making bad reads because he's older. So his mind isn't as quick. his mind isn't as quick as he is. And one of the hardest passes, those tight-knit passes or throwing it deep, it wanes over time. And this is what happened with, you know, with him. I said he got like 2 years left, including this, 2 or 3 years left, including this, before it's like wrap it up. But a better team could still use that well. You know what I mean? So
it looks like the best team that they've beaten this season is the Packers, and they blew out the Packers.
They did beat the Packers.
They beat the holy hell out the Packers.
Yeah, right. They remember that. Yeah.
They lost twice to the Saints. They lost twice to the Saints. They lost to the Bears, barely. They lost to the Rams. They lost to the Chiefs. So yeah,
they beat the Raiders badly too. I don't know if the Raiders count as a good team.
I mean, yeah, that kind of jury's still out on that after Sunday, but like all five of the losses are to good teams, and the only good team that they've beaten so far is the Packers. So they're in like a weird little limbo where we think they're going to make the playoffs. They got a bye week this week, so that's good for them.
You know what this game was kind of like? It was kind of like, remember that scene in The Wire where Bodie went to the block and was like, yo, we were Stringer and we were Avon and Stringer Bill, and Marlo is he's swinging that golf course. He's like, yo, I'm gonna be a gentleman about it. I'm gonna need you to pack your stuff and go. That's basically
right. Right. To a T, really. To a T. And you know, looking at the rest of their schedule when they come back from a bye, they got the Vikings, two against the Falcons and the Lions. They should win out. They should be a wild card team. They should probably go play whoever comes out of the East, and they should win that game. If they don't, I'm kind of worried. But yeah, Pat was here to say, This is my league now. And Tyreek Hill, goddamn, that boy is crazy. We don't talk about him as being Tyreek one of the best. We don't talk about him as being one of the best wide receivers because we feel like his speed is so much.
And that's what I was about to go to. Like, is he
so
really
much more important?
Wide receiver, or is he just fast as shit?
He could be both. He could be both. Obviously, his speed supersedes his catching ability, but runs amazing routes. He's got a dude that's going to throw deep, and he can burn anybody in front of him. So, like, Tyreek Hill's a lethal weapon on the field.
Oh, that's
it's so nasty how lethal he could be in open space, or just, you know, in man coverage. He's so nasty. And I got one more point, and this links back to the Bears. So, obviously, a lot of people saw Dan Orlovsky put out a video Sunday night, Monday morning, where he's highlighting Aaron Rodgers' second touchdown, the one to Tanyan. And the pre-snap motion and how it just completely threw the Bears defense off guard. I watched the condensed version of Kansas City and Tampa again on Monday. And first drive ended in a field goal, but second and goal. And he did this in Carolina for a touchdown. I'm pretty sure he's done this at other points in the season. But what I thought was very innovative pre-snap motion with the quarterback. Pat Mahomes is going in motion. He catches the ball in motion, flips it to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill then double reverses it to Kelce. Kelce brings it around. He's supposed to find Mahomes at the goal line for a touchdown, but good defense negated it, and it was an incompletion. But watching offensive coordinators, watching head coaches, watching offenses in the fucking 21st century with how they handle pre-snap motions. And then you watch Matt Nagy, who just does it lazily as a way of identifying coverages, not trying to fool defenses. It's aggravating. It's so goddamn aggravating because you can see how good of an offense like the Chiefs are, like the Packers are, when they know how to run their offense. So, you know, Chiefs, hey, best team in football still. Ain't nobody feeling the
like,
Steelers
like, so I think
and everything.
I somebody tweeted it, like, who's going to stop Mahomes over the next 5 to 10 years. That was like the white
not
woman who takes him down.
Oh, Lord, he's already the white woman who takes him down.
Before he goes in this Russell Wilson phase, and he.
Who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be JT? Is it going to be JT?
Nah, he ain't going that. He ain't, that's a little bit too black for him. let's not get extreme. I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
This is a great topic. Who would Patrick Mahomes? Let's see.
I got a couple that popped up into my head.
Okay, let me hear.
Natalie Emanuel is one of them.
I feel like not go full American black. I can see that.
Not go full American black, but she's still a pretty petite, light skinned woman black, and she got a nice accent. So you know, Pat might be into that.
I'm gonna come up with one before the end of this podcast.
Okay.
Before then, I'm gonna find out who Sierra's gonna be. Let me get on the gram while we continue to talk.
All right. Let's move on to another game from Sunday. Let's talk about the Cardinals and the Patriots. We might have been a little bit too hype over Kyler Murray, just a little bit too early.
And y'all say that every week, and then he's still second year.
No, I mean he's still balling. Like, don't get me wrong, but motherfuckers was talking about MVP.
Oh yeah, I ain't say all that.
Motherfuckers was talking MVP, and then he laid an egg against Seattle, and then the Patriots defense held him to 17. And now the Patriots are back in the playoffs.
He had like a 120 quarterback rating against Seattle. What you mean?
I think Seattle kept him in check.
He threw like 3 touchdowns.
Seattle kept him in check.
He keeps that nigga in check. Seattle? Nah. He low-key cooked Seattle both times they played.
I did not see that first game. 21 points ain't cooking. But yeah.
If he's responsible for all 21,
yes, it is.
He's not. He only threw 2 touchdowns that game.
But the one before that, he threw 3, and he had like 104 quarterback
runs. I'm talking specifically about the last 2 games. He got heat checked the last 2 games.
He had a 70% completion rating.
He got heat checked the last 2 games. 21 points, and then in this game, 17. He got heat checked the last 2 games.
What you want from a QB? You want him to score every point?
I thought he did pretty decent this week. That week in Seattle.
So are we going to focus on Seattle, or are we going to focus on New England? Because that was the week 12.
I mean, New England, he was kind of shaky.
New England, he was trash.
Yeah.
I mean, his reads were off. He always is going to boast a high completion percentage, but when he hits 70, that's when you know you do a good game. This one, I think he was like 65, 64. He didn't throw a touchdown. He may have thrown 150 yards. I'm not entirely 170. Sure. Okay. I think for the most part this year, he's hit just about 200 outside of maybe one or two other games. You'll have to verify that. So if he ain't hitting 200, it's a problem. And if he's not getting a touchdown, which I think he's had a touchdown every game except this one. And if he can't hit that, then that's when it's a problem. But his reason, he just looked off. You know what I mean? So he looked rattled. And with Seattle beforehand,
that's a great explanation. You look rattled.
Yeah, that happens because, I mean, like, Seattle's defense isn't good, but they got niggas who can rattle you. Did Jamal Adams just come back this week?
He came back like a couple weeks ago, like 2 games ago.
So. Because Jamal Adams in his most recent game, Lord have mercy.
Jamal Adams was all over the field on Monday.
What draft was he in?
26. It was a missed draft, you know.
What draft you fucking think? That's why I said on summer sessions. If they were unsure about Deshaun's injury, they should have just fucking drafted Jamal Adams.
Yep.
100%,
oh my goodness, bro. 100%.
I mean, they might not have got Eddie Jackson, but like still.
Jamal's still better than Eddie Jackson.
Jamal Adams has more sacks than Khalil Mack. I want us to reflect on that this
Khalil
year.
Khalil Mack didn't get one pressure on Sunday. What the fuck is up with that?
Nobody played well on Sunday.
I heard Robert Quinn's name for the first time in forever.
Demo had that one breakout run. He was like, okay, we're going to give you 5 carries the rest of the game.
Goodness Christ. I can't do
7 forced fumbles, 6.5 sacks, and 2 interceptions in 1 year is ridiculous.
Who was that for? Is that Kyler?
Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams.
That's what he got on this year?
Video.
Yeah.
I was laughing at that video that nigga danced on IG Live after he got traded.
Because everybody's excited when they get traded from the Jets.
It's nothing but good vibes.
I'm sorry, 6.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, no interceptions.
He's got 6.5 sacks this year? Jesus Christ.
6.5 sacks this year. Yeah, 6.5 sacks last year.
From a safety.
He's what's called a stud, though. When I not like the literal term, oh, that guy's a stud, but the stud position is the one that plays linebacker.
Remember, motherfuckers were like, how could the Seahawks give up 2 first round picks for him? And then you look at him on the field, and that's just obvious.
Yeah.
So that is why.
Right. They got to.
I always feel like sometimes people prioritize picks too much. Like, you talking about all them picks, and you hope you get a player this nigga caliber.
Exactly. Jamal Adams is a generational talent.
It did. If you know how to draft well and identify talent, those picks aren't going to matter.
And the Seahawks know how to draft well. So.
Exactly. They found fucking DeCaf. What was he? 9th wide receiver taken
DeCaf.
DeCaf. I'm sorry, calling the nigga DeCaf. They found he was like the 9th wide receiver taken in that damn draft. Like they were able to find talent late in the draft and elevate.
Exactly. So them losing those first rounders wasn't that big of a deal.
I can't.
On top of that, they're a good team. They will not have to struggle with having to have a high pick. They're always going to have a low pick. So it's not like they're giving away the craziest level draft picks.
Mm-hmm. And just seeing in the last couple weeks, Seahawks are very – I can't trust them.
No.
You see how good they can be?
I do want to officially apologize to DK Metcalf. I did not say it on this podcast because our podcast is fairly new, but on 79th and Hallis, I 100% doubted him when he came into the league. That boy took on one of the league's best corners, and I mean, baby.
Dried his ass. Darius Slay was burnt that whole damn
Darius
game.
Darius Slay had to tweet out an apology on Twitter after the game.
What? He did?
He said, I'm sorry to Eagles fans. I'm going to try better next time.
Lord have mercy.
You tried your best. That's what I'm not. It was not a lack of
like he wasn't playing bad defense.
Those were fantastic defensive possessions by him. But
he just got burnt.
He just got burnt.
No way around it, man. DK and motherfuckers are going crazy with the Megatron shit, but DK is a freak. By none. DK is a crazy fucking.
And then he got mad because did you hear what Jim Schwartz told him?
Yeah. Yeah, he says you're not Megatron, and he's not. You're not but Megatron. Hey, that's if that's your motivation to go out and have the game that you had on Monday. Oh shit, got a bird running. If that's if that's the motivation, 10 catch, 177 yards.
Scott's about to correct you for saying ghetto bird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Also, I was gonna say this. I'm gonna go back to the Pat Mahomes thing real quick. Okay, so he might not do JT. He might do the other city girl though.
Miami.
I'm not gonna explain my reasoning. Why I think
is it because so. She light skin?
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like a Kiersey Clemens or maybe a Zoe Kravitz if she stopped dating white men.
I could see Zoe Kravitz.
Right.
I could see that.
You know, maybe Alexa Demi. I feel like Alexa Demi would be a perfect fit. For, I know
now, could you imagine this whole rebrand if he, what's the other city girl name? Young Miami, that's her name?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he started dating her? His whole rebrand. The streets going to love him. I mean, streets are, people already fuck with Pat, but he going to be like, she gonna have this nigga dressing like Lamar. No more small shirts. You gonna see more chains from this nigga. He might get a cut.
He might get a cut. No, he gonna keep wearing that fucking noodle ass haircut.
I don't know, man. She might make him cut off the sideshow bob.
I feel like that's an investment.
You gotta protect the investment.
Yeah, they just did a whole ass commercial over that shit. So he's kind of stuck with that. He stuck with that. But yeah, 10 catches, 177 yards for DK. If that's your motivation to go out and ball, then shit, they should say you not Megatron every game.
Yeah. And he was like, I took that personally. He tweeted that.
I took that personally.
I fuck with DK. He rhymes with T.O., man. He rhymes
They run routes like big niggas.
he a big. T.O. can still outrun niggas now. That's why I don't know if y'all saw I'm Athlete, but he was like, he told Brandon Marshall, he said, I ain't played in like 5 years, bro. I'll run you right now. And Brandon knew he could outrun him because first he was like, I told you over in the DM that I'll put up 100K. He said, I respectively want to do a 50K. He said, just give me a week. T.O. was like, wait. He said, I can do it right now.
How was that podcast?
Awesome. I love it. I wish T.O. was a regular part of it. It's really just
it's like me with Summer Sessions. People wish that I was
a T.O. on Summer Sessions. But
is he on that often, T.O.?
Huh?
Is T.O. on that often?
He's only been on there twice. We just gonna say that. But
that's a lot still for one podcast.
It's really just Chad, Fred Taylor, Brandon Marshall, and Channing Crowder.
What did Fred Taylor say that had people upset?
He was mad about, he said there's a lot of niggas in the Hall of Fame who he got better stats than.
See, the thing with Fred Taylor is Fred Taylor is really good, but he's Hall of very good. I don't know if I put him in
Hall of Fame. Exactly. I don't think he's Hall of Fame.
Right.
I was wrong.
He was Jamal really Adams fucking has, good.
Jamal Adams has 8 sacks.
Okay, just keep, stop the count.
And 27 pressures.
That's crazy.
That's okay.
The next safety has 12 pressures and 2 sacks.
And that would be?
I don't know. This is just PFF. I hate PFF, by the way.
I joined the club. Join the club.
Yeah, I don't respond to nothing, PFF.
Don't you look at this, Scott. Alcohol is a carcinogen.
The link between alcohol and cancer. What'd it say?
Oh, shit.
This is live.
The link between cancer. Just read out the fucking line. The link between alcohol, cancer, and Evan. Well, in the world of Drake, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Word up. Titans ran the fuck out of the Colts. 45-26.
It wasn't always like that, though. You know, it wasn't that bad at first. It didn't really get bad until toward the third quarter.
I mean, them niggas had a 35-14 lead in the third.
I was wrong. Yeah, What game am I thinking of?
I think Derrick Henry had 100 before the end of the set, before the end of the first half.
Every time I watch Derrick Henry, I just say, how?
Monstrous.
Anybody wants to hear the Derrick Henry retrospect on his high school career, listen to his last episode of Summer Sessions. We named his OC.
Oh, my goodness. Pierce, did you know his high school stats, dog?
Derrick Henry?
He ran for 12,000 yards and 163 touchdowns in high school.
How many games?
48
games, 12,000 rushing yards, you said?
12,000 rushing yards.
In high school.
And he went to high school where? Where's he from? That's crazy. Hold on. That's insane.
Let me see where he went to high school.
I'm almost there. He's from Florida.
Look how big this nigga is in high school.
That nigga was 30.
He's from Jacksonville, Florida, and he destroyed niggas like that.
He's playing U League was the name. He's playing with a great competition.
This nigga ran for 4,200 yards his final season. He followed up 2,000 yards in a 3,000 yard season, but rushing him for 4,000. They ran this nigga 462 times his senior year.
That's kind of crazy.
How is he still doing this shit?
Has he ever suffered a major injury?
I don't think so.
Jeez.
Knock on wood, he gonna be 27 in January.
That's Would you crazy. Consider him a generational talent? You have to generational talent. I think the years have to show first.
Yeah.
You can't call generational just yet.
Derrick Henry really hasn't been the guy, and he really, really become the guy until 2018. That was his first 1,000-yard season, and then last year was really his, you know, I'm here, y'all niggas gonna respect me season. Basically. So, like, yeah, I can't give that to him now, but I mean, just as like an athlete, like I said,
time will tell. Basically,
yeah, time's gonna tell. But as an athlete, I don't think I've seen athlete wise, back he's like generational. Him. I don't think I've seen a running back like him.
He reminds me of Earl Campbell. The only reason I know Earl Campbell, Eric Campbell, or Earl Campbell,
Earl,
Earl. Okay, Earl only reason I know about him is because I used to watch him back in the day when I was playing like Madden Superstar Mode first came out, and you like your trucking ability. I'm like, man, did they truck people back in the day? Because I mean, you see Walter Payton, of course, he could run through. Walter Payton also, you know, he was called Sweetness. He could tiptoe around you or juke you. Same with Gale Sayers. And I watched Earl Campbell tapes, and I said, "Nigga, what?"
Until,
and he used to balls those folks. And, but until, he was also quick.
Until Earl Campbell and then Bo Jackson was like the next in line. Running backs weren't, you know, workhorses like that. They didn't just bulldoze you down the field like that. They were graceful like a Sweetness, like a Marcus Allen. And then them niggas came along and changed how we view running backs, but also changed how running backs last. Because look at Earl Campbell now. The nigga can barely stand. Pray to God I don't have a Derrick Henry, but yeah, Derrick Henry.
Man, I pray he manages.
He's piling on the carries.
Yeah, he has more carries than he did in all of 2018 season.
Oh, that's crazy. That's fucking insane. He's already passed 5,000 rushing yards, so.
And the funny thing is, if he would have had more rushing yards his rookie and second year, he would have had more yards than he had. 176 attempts and 744 yards is still a good season.
Who was starting ahead of him 2016 and 2017? If he only started two games at running back both of them seasons, who was starting
That's
ahead
a good
of
question.
Him?
Let me see.
Who was the fucking running back?
Was it DeMarco Murray?
I think that's was who it was. I think it was. I actually kind of remember Derrick
Henry. It was DeMarco.
I think I remember Derrick Henry's breakout game. I think it was one of them random-ass Saturday games they had, like, you know, during Christmas time.
Murray. And then Henry the next year became the leading rusher.
Yeah.
DeMarco Murray. Man, DeMarco Murray flamed out pretty quickly.
DeMarco Murray, the American dream. Got that money from the Eagles and immediately went trash.
Basically. Nah, he get the money from the Eagles or the Cowboys?
He got the money from the Eagles.
Because the Cowboys, he rushed for like 1,800 yards one season. I'm like, oh, he's a superstar.
Yeah,
trash.
That was his contract. Yeah, he took the big-ass deal with the Eagles, and I think he got cut after 1 year.
He had a 1,000-yard season with Tennessee, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Then yeah. What happened to him? He just, that was it? 6 years?
That was it.
Is he officially retired or is he?
He's a running back coach for Oklahoma now.
Oh, jeez. He's only 32. That's crazy.
Hey, shit. Got his money and now he in the coaching ranks. That's good for him. Low key, like, if I'm a football player, if I've made my money, I don't want to play past 30.
Of course not.
That's 8 years of mileage.
But sometimes it's for the love of the game, though. That's what they were talking about.
You gotta do it for the love of the game, man. You know? You
don't. No, they were talking about that on I Am Athlete. Like, that nigga Chad was like, I'd have played in fucking Canada. He said, I wasn't ready to get the game up. Like, Brandon Marshall said his wife had to come get him off the ground when he went to Seattle and bring him back. Like, they was not ready to let the game go. Some of these niggas aren't saying.
That shit can be dangerous, though, man. Like,
yeah.
Listen, I understand it for basketball. I understand it for baseball. Like, sometimes it's hard to lead a game that you love. But football, as much as I understand how people can love football and get a rush from playing football, sometimes, man, your health and your body gotta just say, hey, we're good. Especially a sport like that.
Yeah.
Like, we've look at Junior Seau. Junior Seau couldn't quit football. And I know there was another reason why Junior Seau couldn't quit football. He owed a lot of people a shit ton of money. But, you know, you could say loving football was a detriment to Junior Seau.
Yeah.
Some niggas just don't know when to quit, let go. I guess in T.O. and Chad's sense, like, they were so good for so long that they could still latch on with a team at the end of their career and maybe get you 500 yards. I think Chad has officially
become underrated, if that makes sense.
I agree. I think Chad is a Hall of Fame talent. I don't think he has the stats to get in, but I think he's a Hall of Fame talent.
Yeah, I talent-wise, for sure, I agree. I definitely agree with that. But I think people forget just how cold Chad was.
Yeah.
Also, since this is, of course, a Barbershare podcast, I want to shout out to those who Spotify and I don't know, Title II playlist, their top podcast was the Barbershare, because some niggas was listening to thousands of minutes of us.
Yeah.
And that's just amazing. Y'all.
That's cool as hell. Definitely appreciate it. Yeah, Chad, man, from 2002. I'm going to go to 09, but he had a year in 08 where he really wasn't shit. I think he was injured that year. But from 02 to 08, 09, man, like, Chad was one of the three or four best receivers in the league. It was him, T.O., Moss, and I don't know who you could put as that fourth guy. You know, like, he was so goddamn cold. And I think, you know, I totally agree with you, man. Like, because of Chad's off-the-field shit, and now we see Chad and we look at him as kind of an internet nigga a little bit.
Well, not even
younger niggas probably looking at him like, yeah, and he's part of the media now. Yeah. Like, those who weren't there didn't really get to see Chad Johnson in his prime. Don't know what this nigga was doing in the early seasons when he had John Kitna as his quarterback. Like, ooh. He was cold. That nigga was cold.
When he hit the Bears with the River Dance.
Hell yeah. No, I was salty as hell. He hit them niggas on the River Dance. That was a good defense, too. He burned their ass. You know?
Yeah.
Chad was cold as hell. Shout out to Chad.
And one thing I love about Chad's rebrand, I guess, is that he's doing it his way. Even though you'll see Brandon on all these different shows, you know, he got his suit on and shit. He been professional. This nigga Chad had come dressed like he, you know, going to the club after. Like, he don't give a fuck. This nigga, if you look on his IG, it's two things he gonna do in the morning. He gonna go smoke a cigar, he gonna eat his McDonald's, and then go talk about football.
I think one of the crazy
he's been eating McDonald's since his playing day. Like, he's literally like, I don't know if anybody watched the game. He's Jason Pitts in real life. That nigga don't spend money.
I think one of the weirdest things that it's just amazing. Nigga was like, man, Chad, come play me in FIFA. He's like, all right, what's your address? He was like, you serious? And nigga will show up at nigga house and play FIFA.
He show up at your house and play FIFA.
Yeah. Chad, I bet Chad cool as hell, low key. He probably show
up. Oh, yeah, I bet he's super cool.
Yeah.
I am looking at these Derrick Henry highlights in high school. Oh, my goodness. You know what's the... before we move on, the coldest high school highlights I've ever seen, Noel Devine. If you remember him from about, I think he went to West Virginia.
He was at West Virginia same time as Pat White. It was him, Pat White, Steve Slayton. They were cold. 2007 West Virginia is one of the coldest college football teams.
But Noel Devine's high school highlight tape, craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Every highlight was a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen that ever in my life. And now, except maybe Derrick Henry highlight tape.
Mm-hmm. Noel Devine, Reggie Bush is another dude at a crazy high school tape. I love going back and watching high school tapes, especially specifically old running backs. Cause then you see the speed, the you know how much different they were from the rest of the niggas that they were playing with.
We got another candidate. School. Somebody tweeted me another candidate.
Who we got?
Sam Pat's gonna be engaged to SZA.
Maybe.
He maybe. Gonna get on this earthy vibe and start fucking with SZA.
I would like to see it. I just can't see it. That might be a little bit of a clash in culture.
A clash.
A culture clash, if you will. Oh God, I don't even know where to go because this was some really shitty football this past week.
Some bad football, bro.
I don't even
like
know
so wanna... bad that I was threatening to turn the games off, and I never turn games off on Sunday.
I don't even know if I want to talk about the Washington football team, the Cowboys, because that was some shit.
We got to talk about your Giants. We can't forget. We got to talk about the NFC East leading New York football Giants.
See, I don't even want to right now because Danny Dimes is hurt, and then we got to watch Colt McCoy play football on Sunday. We got to watch the thrilling matchup of Russell Wilson versus Colt McCoy on Sunday. Yeah. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait.
How long is Daniel Jones out for?
It's going to be maybe a week or two. Yeah. It didn't look great, but I think he'll be back in another couple weeks.
This division is not going to be decided until week 17. Like, it right. always is.
Right. So, like, if he doesn't play against the Seahawks, which is obviously a better team, I don't think it's going to hurt the Giants any much. But, I mean, hey, they beat the Bengals without Joe Burrow by two. I didn't like it, but, hey, 4-7. Let's move. Yeah, I don't even know where the fuck else to go because, yeah, that Washington game was trash. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Deshaun Watson got Matt Patricia fired. So chalk this up as a win for black quarterbacks everywhere. Is this a good thing for Detroit? Is this going to help Detroit get out of the cellar of the NFC North?
I mean, I don't know about that, but it was definitely the move that they had to do. And they actually showed the Bears something, which is hilarious. Get the trash out in the middle of the fucking season.
So that you're not wasting time.
Get your trash out now. And Patricia was never a good hire. Somebody pointed out the other day that the Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl, the Super Bowl the Eagles won, it was like 48-46. That defense gave up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was never a good hire, ever. So, yes, I like how they got rid of both of them. I don't know how much is going to change because it's still the fucking Lions, and they still have the same fucking ownership. But I applaud them. I applaud them for getting the trash out.
Yeah, and he got there under stupid ass circumstances because they fired Jim Caldwell after 3 years. Caldwell took him to the playoffs twice.
I'm crying that y'all actually, to go back to Pat Mahomes, be very quick, but you all think Pat Mahomes is going to leave his white girl eventually.
Yes.
I mean, it's inevitable.
Oh, man, that's a truly half black man. Russell Wilson is not half black.
Russell's full nigga. You got a good point.
Russell Wilson is a full blown black man.
You bring up a solid point.
I just think he may have those mixed qualities or something that people may think. You know, he must be.
You know, I think love is love. You know,
love who you love, be who you want to be.
Love who you want to love, be who you want to be. Ray J.
I mean, okay, if he does end up like divorcing her but doesn't marry a black woman, who's it gonna be?
Oh, who would be the white woman he replaces with?
Right. I don't want to say.
You don't get shorty from the boys.
Oh, Starlight?
Starlight, yeah.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Divorce your woman and go get Starlight. Because Starlight bad as hell.
I don't care. Like, if you're going to date a white woman.
It's Annie January.
Get a top-tier white woman. His white woman's not top-tier.
Not at all. I mean,
every time I see you, I think about that video from the Super Bowl. No, from the Super Bowl or that game against the Texans. Y'all all tore this down.
Guess again!
Yeah, no, like.
I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Guess what?
Yeah, no, he's got to lead up. I really don't know where else to go for last week because last week was really shitty. Browns Jaguars, do we have something to say about Baker's garbage? Dog.
I'm tired of Baker and these lame ass.
Baker let Mike Glennon give him a scare.
Dog, I saw niggas on the time. I saw a nigga on the timeline. See Mike Glennon making pass. I'm like, okay, Bears fans, we need to get a goddamn grip. Right fucking now.
Do y'all not remember what Mike Glennon was doing with the Chicago Bears? This nigga standing in a pocket like a fucking giraffe. Do y'all not remember?
No. Do you remember the time? He would throw overhead passes. Don't you remember, girl?
People like Mike Glennon, like
Mitch
all these
on the bench.
That ball in the air, going into the 13. Hands. What up? What up?
Yeah. All these type of Mike Glennon gave them one good half, and that's all he's going to give them.
The Steeler game.
No, that's, and I think he gave the Bears
the Falcons
one good
game.
Half.
That's right. When he almost let them on a comeback against the Falcons.
Why is he starting? Where's Minshew? They bench Minshew officially.
Minshew's hurt.
So he's going to give you that one good game. I just saw after Mitch played, was like, well, at least Nick Foles. I said, stop. They both suck. It's okay. It is okay. They're just terrible.
Dog, Bears love, you know, the Chicago Bears' favorite player is the backup quarterback.
It's the backup
quarterback. It will always be the Bears'
niggas,
favorite player.
Hey. Remember niggas was ready to get JFK for Brian Hoyer?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes.
But even but Brian Greasy. Okay, what about Brian Greasy and Rex Grossman? Do you think Brian Greasy was much better?
Oh, after Greasy led that comeback against the Eagles and had that game with a touchdown to Musa Muhammad, niggas was in the street.
And then Greasy got hurt, and the media was like, pan.
And niggas like, pan. Yo, Greasy didn't get hurt. We might have made the playoffs.
But do you think he was obviously better than Rex?
Yes.
No.
I think so.
I don't think Greasy's better.
I thought he was better than Rex.
He just didn't turn the ball over as much as Rex.
That was the point.
I think Lovey was so enamored with trying to make Rex work that he was willing to sacrifice two better quarterbacks to make Rex work.
Whereas with whatchamacallit, Brian Hoyer and Jay Cullen, what's his name? The other dude.
Barkley?
No, Jay Cullen.
Who's the nigga? Calhoun? Jimmy Clausen.
No, the other dude. He gave Alshon his 1,000-yard season.
Oh, Josh McCown.
Josh McCown was the controversy. It was
that's
like,
the ultimate. The
Josh
ultimate
McCown did have a good like 5-game run. Really I ain't gonna act like he didn't. He did have
That nigga torched the Cowboys. That's official.
Oh my goodness.
That's the Josh McCown game forever. It's a Thursday night game.
Yeah, was that the game that Alshon had like 2 TDs?
Alshon
was a superstar. Now I just saw Alshon randomly in the last Eagles game. I said, he still plays?
Dropping passes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Backup quarterbacks, man. They're a bitch. They're a fucking bitch. Just trying to circle through. Chargers-Bills was decent. Chargers-Bills was okay. And I think it's a sign that the Chargers probably need to switch head coaches. I'm probably on that train now.
He gone.
I'm on that train now. Clock management issues are really killing them. The clock management issues are really starting to kill the Chargers, and they gotta look at Anthony Lynn, and like they got an over trajectory because they're gonna have a high pick. You can sell free agents on living in L.A. without having the pressure of being an L.A. team.
Yeah, because he's a Charger, so nobody will give a shit
gonna
about
give
him.
A fuck. Nobody's going to give a fuck.
Give a fuck about the Chargers.
Yeah.
Niggas don't give a fuck about the Rams. So L.A. is very much a Raiders and Cowboys.
That's the
season.
Thing, man. It's like when I first went to L.A., it was 2014, and just walking around, like there's Raiders stores everywhere. Yeah. There's one it's in Universal Raiders. City, like... They still love the Raiders. So when they were talking about trying to move a team back, I'm like, no, just bring the Raiders back.
That's what I said. Like my first year out here, that's when they were talking about bringing the team back, and I was like, the Raiders is a no fucking brainer.
That's a perfect fit. Instead of trying to make the Rams work because history, and then whatever the fuck with the charge.
And they ended up both opening up new stadiums in the same year, so it couldn't have been a stadium issue.
Yeah, it couldn't have been that. I mean, hey, I guess it worked out because. Like the Raiders in Las Vegas is cool as hell.
Really gonna work out.
It's a dope ass stadium. It's no state tax, and it's so close to LA, 4-hour drive. Niggas from LA love Vegas anyway, so like, I feel like that's the perfect spot for the Raiders. So, but as far as the Chargers go, like that's gonna be a potential destination. You gotta assess your head coach, and wonder if the head coach is gonna be the guy to get this team to compete with Pat Mahomes every. So, we gonna see.
Is that where the league is going?
Can we compete with Pat Mahomes? Like
it ain't where it's going.
How can we compete with LeBron every
going.
Year? You know,
that's where it's at.
We're
gonna have to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations about these quarterback lists in about 2 to 3 years. I hope niggas know that.
Well, really, it's gonna be Pat Mahomes and everybody else. I don't see
that's what I'm talking about. The all time list.
Oh,
I'm talking about the all-time list.
Listen, all-time.
Let's just say the Chiefs repeat this year, right? And he wins the championship right now. Look, man, I'm taking that nigga Rodgers out. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about a top five? Or
in the top five, about? I'm taking Rodgers out. He already got more rings, and he got the same amount as the MVPs.
We gotta have Rodgers in my top five.
Rodgers has two MVPs.
Rodgers has three MVPs.
Yes, two. Brady has three. Yes, I looked it up the other day. Okay. Rodgers has two. Brady has three.
What, 2011 and 2017?
14. Well, no, 2017 was...
2014. Yeah, 2014. Yeah,
2014 was Rodgers. 2017 is Brady. And Peyton got like five of them shit. Peyton got like four or five. Something.
Okay, Brady, Peyton, Montana, Marino.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure I'm going to put him over Aaron Rodgers, though.
I'm trying to think.
The trajectory is there.
I have Rodgers in my top five right now. Because if he's in my top five, he's five.
Who's your top five? No, he's five on my list.
I just started racking off Brady, Montana, Peyton, okay. Marino was the four, like off the top of my head, that's automatically there. I don't know if he's five, too. Though.
But I got Rodgers at five. I couldn't with good grace put Elway over this nigga.
No, it's disrespectful.
I can't.
It's disrespectful. Can't do it.
I can't.
Would you put Breeze over Rodgers?
Hell no.
Hell fucking no. Hell no. And then you don't even got an MVP. Fuck Breeze.
You wouldn't put Favre over Rodgers.
I thought about it. I considered it. He got more MVPs too.
Right. Exactly. Right now I gotta say Favre is probably that five.
I can't do that simply because he may have three MVPs or four MVPs? How many does he have? He's a three-time most valuable player, and he won it, I think, three straight years, if I'm correct.
Very impressive, yeah. That was Pill Favre.
which is an impressive feat, but I can, in good conscience, put him up against somebody who has 400 touchdowns and 88 interceptions. And Aaron Rodgers is not a Drew Brees where he's a stat pattern. No.
Yeah, Drew Brees
does this at all points of the game. Yeah. And due to the fact that he's only one MVP behind and they share the same amount of Super Bowls, one Super Bowl, and only one MVP more, I can't in good conscience put Brett Favre over him. Now, Brett Favre did some amazing things, but Brett Favre, nah. Aaron Rodgers is going to finish his career with maybe 450, 460 touchdowns and under 100 interceptions. That's just insane. Now, at the same time, Pat Mahomes is on that trajectory. Pat Mahomes has 100 touchdowns and 20 interceptions. So how many years has he been starting fully? Three?
Who?
Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, 3 years.
Three full years starting. So if he's averaging 20 interceptions every 3 years.
And he's going to have the low interception count that Rodgers has too.
So if he's doing that every year, I can see him. How many? Oh, my God. Is he going to win the MVP this year?
He's going to quietly win the MVP.
30 touchdowns, two interceptions.
He's going to set career. He's likely to be the only quarterback in history to throw at least 50 touchdowns and less than five interceptions. That's insane. He is on a tear right now.
But he throws for 9 yards an attempt. You know what I'm saying?
Gee,
that's just ridiculous.
That's insane.
What is Aaron Rodgers' yards?
Like dog. What the fuck? It's to the point where it's like he makes throws and you're just like, okay, man.
Yeah, career Aaron Rodgers is 8 yards in attempts. Career Aaron, 8.5. So those are around the same. I wonder what Drew Brees' yards per attempt. I want to see this.
Now, I'm not saying that he's going to win six championships like Brady did. It's the NFL.
No.
Shit changes.
That's not happening.
But he is going to be putting up numbers. He's going to shatter the record book. Did you see the 400-yard three touchdown list? He's already like number three or number four already in 40 games. This makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, he's a generational talent. He won and he's got MVPs.
Nigga, by far.
He is the generational talent.
He's the generational talent.
Well, I got a better question because I was, just going through.
I'm never going to forgive Ryan Pace.
I will take that to his grave.
We do this every week. I don't want to get back on that, but I was watching Joe Burrow highlights. Cause I want to cry cause damn, I wish he was playing next year. Probably won't, but I was watching Joe Burrow and I was trying to, think in my head, like, okay, if it's anybody that's going to be a number two, Like Roman and Drew Mack, you'll always be my favorite number two. Joe Burrow could possibly be that number two. Now, who knows what he's going to be when he comes back. But what quarterbacks do y'all think can be the challengers to Pat Mahomes over the next 10, 15 years?
This question. I'm going to do you one even better. I don't think that nigga's in the league yet.
Do you think it's going to
be
Trevor
Lawrence? Maybe a nigga we ain't seen play yet. Because it's not a nigga in the league right now. Long term, I think can be like a threat to him. I think once Herbert gets a good team around him, those are going to be some fun division battles.
Right. I don't think we've seen enough of Burrow, and plus he plays on the Bengals, so we automatically aren't going to trust it. But exactly. A fully healthy Joe Burrow would probably be like, okay, maybe he could be the one shot. We gonna have to.
So basically, what's going to be the next generation is Brady Manning?
Right. Right, or Montana Marino or something like that. Because Pat Mahomes is so far and away better than everybody else.
Better than everybody.
Like, his peers, the people that came before him, it's not even close. It's really not that fucking close. I got two games I want to go through before we do get to picks. I don't know what the fuck that was from the Raiders. That was just a dumpster fire from the beginning. Way too many turnovers from both Jacobs and Carr. They heard me gassing last week. Show him. Hey, we're going to go back to being the Raiders for a week, and the Falcons blew their ass out.
We'll show you.
Right. I think this is kind of an outlier for the Raiders. Their defense was always that. I never thought their defense was any good. They're decent enough to hold a team like the Chiefs to however many points he did the first game. And even the second game, I think they got to high 30s, I want to say, in the points. I don't have it up right now, but defense is going to give up points. And if the offense isn't clicking and the offense is giving up turnovers, they're fucked. But they still got a playoff potential at 6-5. It's, you know, that's a game that they need to win. And they blew that completely.
Yeah, I agree. I stole it from you.
I was about to say, I agree.
Nigga, you're supposed to let the silence die out. Like, do you not want to just live the bit, nigga? I'm giving you opportunity to live the bit. You don't want to live the bit. Sorry, ass.
You're like, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Excuse me.
We gotta per my last email. This nigga hit us up in the morning like 7:30 per usual, and I'm like, nigga, is this a boardroom? Are you sending an email or some shit? Jesus. Anyway, Niners Rams. Are the Niners back in a playoff hunt?
No.
No. Not at all. Not at all. I think the guys who are in the teams that are in the playoff picture right now, not in the hunt, those are gonna be your playoff teams. It's just a matter of seeding.
The Bears, the Vikings. The seven that are in right now are going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, the Bears, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Niners, they're just wasting everybody's time. Like, stop it.
The Niners are really not at full health for me to ever consider that they're going to make a playoff run. No. Next year, though, maybe.
I mean, I think next year they're going to be straight. Next year they're going to be healthy. I mean, you still got to figure out the quarterback. But hey, this is a perfect 8-8 type of season for the 49ers. If you can get to 8-8,
which is not bad considering the injuries they've had.
Right.
I honestly try to get lower, but that's just me because I'm not a good owner. I mean, not a good general manager.
They're trying to find a way out of that Jimmy G contract.
Like I said, man, the Niners and the Bears, two teams who are looking for quarterbacks, I would not go 8-8. I would try to do it.
You know who is the Bears? No. Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was watching that, and I'm sitting here like, have the Eagles just been watching the NFC East Bears for this whole fucking time? God damn. What was it? It was like that. When I said that, I know you had tweeted a little bit earlier, but when I said it, it was after the drive where Jalen Hurts came in for them three plays. He did two plays officially because the first play got wiped out. And third down, they immediately threw Carson back in, and Carson threw a hideous pass on third down. And I'm sitting here like, is this the type of play calling that y'all niggas been watching this whole time? Because I feel like I'm watching the Chicago Bears.
And why do you even love more was the Eagles fans' tweets looked like ours 24 hours earlier. It was the same shit.
It was the same fucking shit.
It was just, and it's so weird watching his downfall. Because at least with him, he was good for one season. But Mitch, we had the prospect of him. We had the prospect of him having potential. Carson Wentz had an MVP caliber season before he got injured. And he just looks terrible. To the point that at the beginning of the season, I said, nah, I'm not playing Jalen Hurts, bro. No way. So now I'm like, eh, maybe give him a shot. He can't hurt you. You know, he ain't the future, but still.
I just want to know what happened with Carson. Like, that's probably the most confusing thing, like you said. Like, he was a legit MVP candidate.
Nobody makes this quick of a drop off.
Like, what the fuck happened?
He threw like 32 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
You're right. He's terrible, bro. He's fucking terrible. We should never be sitting up here talking about, oh, play Jalen Hurts. But yeah, here we are.
And he's lucky. And he's getting off lucky, because if it was fans in the stands right now, they be lighting this nigga up.
Them Eagles fans would be lighting him up.
He don't even have to deal with that, and he's still bad.
It's ridiculous. I just want to know, what was it that changed him so much? You know? Because he even holds on to the ball too long.
Yeah.
He doesn't make good reads.
He's not in it.
Yeah, he doesn't make good reads. He holds on to the ball too long. When the defense is near him, shook. The first thing you think is, oh, God. Whereas he was stepping up and taking hits his second or third, whatever year he had the MVP caliber season, he was stepping up and taking hits. Now the defense comes, he's like, I don't even care about a read no more. Survive. You know what I mean? And I did the all 22 angle of him. I forgot it. And I watched and I was like, bear in mind, his skill players don't make it easy. But goodness gracious, there were plenty of people open. What are you doing? He just looked bad. And at this point, I would say there's no reason for them not to play Jalen Hurts. But I guess, of course, you can say, well, you know, we're still in playoff contention. And unfortunately, that's terrible.
Which is technically true.
Which is technically true. With the Giants leading you, I had no clue they were. Which is, were they 4-6?
4-6-1, aren't they?
Jesus. What a terrible team. So, it is what it is with that. I really think they need to. I mean, what's his contract, though? I don't know his contract.
He just signed a deal, but don't they have an out after like a year?
I do not know.
We need to figure this out. Somebody needs to do their Googles.
I've already started, my nigga.
Yeah, we getting people every couple seconds hitting us with their Spotify.
4-year, $128 million contract. When he signed this, I think he signed this before the 2019 season. I'm not sure, like, when exactly they can. Hold on. The Eagles, assuming they won't come close to it, think about trading Wentz this year after June 1st, 2021. The only two scenarios in which they see any kind of cap relief for the move are locked into Wentz's final two seasons. So their first reasonable out, 2022. Should the Eagles cut him before June 1st, 2022, they would eat $25 million in dead money towards the cap, but also save $6.7 million. They can designate him for a post-June 1st release, where they would say $22 million or all of his base salary for that year. So yeah, 2022. He's at least going to be there for another year.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Eagles fans because we're going through the same shit. Actually, I don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad. They got a title recently.
I don't feel bad at all. You fucking niggas won a championship 3 years ago. If God told me y'all going to be trash for the rest of your life and I'll let you win one Super Bowl, I'm taking that every time. It every time. So I take that back. No, I'm not. I'm not sad.
He's going to sell it for one?
Is that The Rock? Who was that?
Oh, yeah. I'm selling it for one, for sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
That's all you, bro. That's all you. Let's get to week 13. We don't have a Thursday night game because the Ravens, by the time this is out, they'll actually be playing against the Steelers because NBC said, fuck you, NFL. We got a Rockefeller Christmas tree to light. So they'll be playing 12 noon, I believe, out here. Is it 12 noon or it's 11 o'clock? No, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Sorry, they'll be playing at 2 o'clock. No, it's I'm looking at next week. My dumb ass. I think they are playing at 12 noon out here tomorrow, which is crazy. We're going to wake up, eat breakfast, and then by noon, we're going to have football. We already did Ravens Steelers last week, so we ain't going to predict that one again. We got Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night football for week 11. So let's get weird. The start in MetLife Stadium, the Raiders at the Jets.
If the Raiders better not lose to the fucking Jets.
I'm going to go Raiders.
I'm picking Raiders, but.
We got the Browns against the Titans, two A and three teams. This is probably your best game in that early window.
I'm going with the Titans, man. Because the Browns almost gave that up to the Jags. I'm going with Tennessee.
Bengals, Dolphins in Miami.
You know what? No, I'm not. Well, Dolphins. Who's the Dolphins play?
Bengals, Dolphins.
Oh, come on, Dolphins.
Jaguars, Vikings.
But are the Browns playing in Tennessee? Or are they playing at home?
Tennessee.
Okay, I'm stick with Tennessee.
Jaguars, Mexican. Vikings.
I'll go with Vikings to be safe. But since they did come back and win, didn't they?
They did
this week.
Yeah, that was, I
appreciated it because I needed the over.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Justin Jefferson, man, I'd be scared of him if they had a quarterback, but they don't. So he'll just be wasted, too.
Just like I was scared of Stephon Diggs. Ooh.
I'm so glad I can, like, actually root
like
for Stephon Diggs
now, right? Yeah. Colts Texans in Houston. 7-4 against 4-7.
That's going to be a funny ass game. Like, every game the Colts are in is a funny ass game. But I'm going to take the Colts.
Joe, I think you said Colts. Saints Falcons.
Oh, Saints.
Are we getting Drew Brees back? No, he's
Falcons.
His chest still on fire, right?
Yeah, his chest is still on fire.
Okay.
His abdomens are fucking.
What did he break?
Ribs.
Broke everything. That nigga old.
Jesus.
Like, how he's breathing right now, I have no idea. But, oh, well, got to watch Taysom Hill for another week. Can't wait. Giants, Seahawks.
Seahawks. I'm mad that Daniel Dimes isn't playing. I feel like we have a fuckery of a game coming up. But Colt McCoy? No, sir. No, sir. Seattle defense ain't that damn bad.
Seattle.
They've actually played very well within the last two or three games, so I got to give Seattle's defense credit.
Ever since Jamal Adams came back?
Right, exactly. Rams-Cardinals
is going to be good. That's going to be good. I got to give a shout-out to that Rams defense. I slandered them a couple weeks ago on this podcast.
Yeah, they real.
But they've been really good. They're real good defense. They're like the Bears. They're the West Coast Bears, man, because golf ain't it. Golf ain't it at all. But I'm going to go Arizona. Cardinals
I'm going to go to Arizona.
Team all year. So I'm going to stick with them.
We got the Eagles and the Packers.
Come on now.
Are we really going to have Tony Romo calling this fucking game? Like, for real?
He's going to have a love fest for Aaron Rodgers. Look how that spiral comes down the field.
I mean, he ain't going to be having it for Carson Wentz, so.
Of course not. Oh, and Wentz, another interception. You got to see what Doug Peterson is doing here. When are you going to go to Hurts? They're going to start doing is what they did with Mitch and Foles now. Whenever he throws interception, the camera going to pan to Jalen Hurts.
Right. Say that Jalen Hurts, that pouty face on the sideline.
Right.
mouth guard on the side of the mouth, just waiting. Yeah. Oh, God. I guess we're all going Packers. Patriots and the Chargers. That's going to be a sneaky, entertaining game.
It's
going to
be every Charger game is entertaining. But you know the Chargers going to charge at the end. I'm going to Patriots.
Patriots.
By the skin of their teeth.
Do y'all think the Patriots have a shot at getting into the wild card? They 5-6. They've racked off.
I doubt it, but it's possible.
Nah,
they can't move the ball.
Yeah, they're going to flirt with it, but they're not getting in there.
That'd be crazy if Bill can get this team to a playoff. This particular team. Sunday night football, we get Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs at home against, I don't know who's going to be. We didn't even talk about that. Can we talk about how the Broncos played a whole last game and only threw one completion because they didn't have a quarterback?
Game should have never been played. That's the stupidest.
How the hell were they able to push off the fucking Steelers and Ravens for a whole last week But they can't.
And by the way, there was some new positives that came up tonight.
Today, two new positives, and they still gonna play tomorrow.
Like the NFL is on complete. They were already on fucking mode. They on, nigga. We got a month left before the playoffs start.
We can't do it.
As long as you niggas don't go to on ICU, we playing these fucking games.
That and that, unfortunately, that's what it's going to take for something to actually happen. A player is going to have to get really, really sick, and then it's, we're going to pause the season real quick. And it shouldn't happen. If you took preventative measures, which not playing this game, because that's a straight up, is that the worst outbreak in any sport? Who had worse? Oh, the Cardinals or worse?
I mean,
the Marlins was tripping.
Cardinals and Marlins both had it worse. I think the Titans had it bad too.
Yeah, the Titans had it bad early in the year.
But it makes no sense because the players would say, man, this is some nonsense, man. It's bullshit. We wanted to play. I'm like, bro.
No, hell no.
Shut up.
To the point where it knocked out a whole entire positional group? Nah, I don't think it's been that bad. Like, you probably have.
If I was in the NFL, they would not have played.
Hell no. Nah. You can't push that back a couple days, but you were able to push the Steelers-Ravens game back a whole last week? That don't make any fucking sense.
And this isn't freaking high school. You could run a triple option and it wouldn't really matter. This is the NFL. They're not going to be fooled. All you have to do is run an 8 in the box. Every single play, I'm sending 6 or 7 people.
The fuck, when they know what the fuck you're going to do, there's no fucking point in playing.
That may be the only game in NFL history where a team was guaranteed a win. I mean, guaranteed a win.
The line Saturday afternoon was at 7. And the second that they announced the quarterback room was out, it jumped up to like 15. And they still cleared that because I think the game was, 27-3? So it was like, they had no fucking shot. That was silly. But
I thought it'd at least be like stupid finish alert entertainment. It was just bad.
I thought it was going to be too low-key. Because I didn't think Taysom Hill was going to do shit.
Yeah, I'm like, this is just I'm just mad the Saints going to be piling up all these wins and niggas going to really think they're good.
Right. Hey, you can get the top seed. That's fine with me, as long as the Packers don't get a bye.
Home field don't mean shit this year, because...
That's not what I'm saying. I said the Packers don't get a bye. That means you play three games instead of four.
I forgot it's only the first seed only gets a bye this year.
Yeah. So I think who is the second seed? I think it's Seattle right now. It'd be Seattle. So
you sure it's not the Packers?
New Orleans. I think it's New Orleans, Seattle, and then Green Bay.
Okay.
I'm not sure why, because New Orleans did beat the Packers or did lose the Packers, but hey, I'm not here to talk about math. I'm here to talk about football. That's what I know. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs, Broncos.
Chiefs, Broncos. Chiefs gonna beat the shit out of them. Man.
Where are they at?
In Arrowhead.
Oh, come on. Skip. We know who's winning. It's Chiefs.
Does Pat play the whole game?
No. It would be pick a fan and play quarterback night for me.
Did Pat play the whole game last year when he played the Bears on week 16?
Yeah. I don't think he did.
He made a point to play the entire game.
Lord.
To disrespect us.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, my head was bumping because I just got through from the Ravens game and I didn't want to watch that shit. That was painful. Monday. The early game on Monday, watching the football team takes on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know how the hell the Steelers are going to play Wednesday, then turn around and play again on Monday, and then turn around and play Sunday night in Buffalo.
Well, they deserve that. They were doing the same shit that the Ravens were. Not to the extent of the Ravens, but I have no sympathy for them niggas.
Not that I have sympathy for them. I'm just saying, like, that's...
Just like when you see what Jerry Jones said this morning, he ain't got no sympathy for the Cowboys.
I mean, fuck Jerry Jones, Broncos. First and foremost.
I'm like, Jerry Jones, you funny as shit. Y'all have people at y'all games. Shut right. The fuck up.
50% capacity. Like, yeah. Anyway, so Pittsburgh, all in on Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh.
This is a big game for I almost called them the R's, the racial slurs. It's a big game for Washington. They got playoff hopes.
I be having to catch myself, too. And
I can have to catch it all the time.
Calling that slave name.
It's so new to me.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe they're trying to find a new name for him so we can call him Toby. I'm like, nah, let's just keep calling him Washington Football Team. Why they gotta get a new name?
Washington. I mean, it'd be funny if the Steelers lost to them niggas. Because the Steelers are gonna lose to somebody who
they need a loss.
Picked in the loop. Yeah, they need a loss. I mean, it don't really matter. You know, because look, dread it, run from it, Patrick Holmes to the Rives. Like, it don't really fucking matter. It don't even matter. He's gonna pick apart that defense. We already know what's gonna happen, bro. But I'm gonna go with the Steelers. Man, they're not gonna lose this week.
Joe, ask me to take
Joseph Lewis. Would you like to join us?
What was it?
Steelers and Washington.
so I can go back to what I was doing, what you're telling me.
I guess so.
Because you know who's winning that game.
I mean, it ain't going to be Dwayne Haskins.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Tommy Lasorda was in ICU. I can't believe that nigga's still alive, but I'm glad he is. Anyway. Bills.
He just survived a lot of shit.
He really, every time I think about Tommy Lasorda, I'm like, this nigga
been in the red zone
of
death for like a decade.
That nigga's been 99 years old for the last 30 years. Like, crazy. Shout out to Tommy. Let me see what's fine. Is Tommy Lasorda older than, what's his fucking face? Vince Scully? Because them are some old ass niggas.
Good question. That is a good question. Is he older than,
they the same fucking age.
The same age? Okay.
Tommy Lasorda got him by 2 months. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Tommy Lasorda is the oldest living Hall of Famer. That's wild. Anyway, Monday Night Football, Bills and 49ers. And this is weird because Santa Clara County, where the Niners play, they have banned sporting events for the next 3 weeks. So the Niners can't play at home. They can't practice at home. So they're going to play this one.
Yeah, they play in Arizona.
They're playing this one at State Farm Stadium where the Cardinals play in Arizona.
It's kind of disgusting. It's a division rival. That's like saying, I'd rather the Bears forfeit than have to play games at Lambeau Field.
I'm sorry, guys. You're going to have to play at Wisconsin. You know what? We don't want to win this game. We're okay.
It's like that one time with a Mexican.
Hey, what is the closer of our rivals?
Green Bay.
What do you mean? Oh, it's Green Bay.
How far is Green Bay?
Wisconsin's a couple hours away.
Three and a half hours.
No, Wisconsin's right above us, but how far? I don't want to know.
I want to say Green Bay is three and a half hours. Detroit will be about five.
Well, shoot. The many times we done been to Detroit, Detroit is a solid 4.5 drive for us.
Well, yeah, 4.5, four and a half, five, depends on
what's the what's
speed.
The Minnesota?
A lot. Like,
I got the Minnesota.
Seven.
I got to Minnesota about 6 hours last time I was there.
I don't want to drive to Minnesota, so, like, I mean, I don't want to know.
But if I told the Bears to play at one of them areas, I wouldn't be too bad. But Lambeau, mm-mm. That's a disgusting thing for them. I feel sorry they have to play
there. People love romanticizing Lambeau Field because, oh, it's in the middle of the neighborhood. And, you know, fans, you can drive through by your house and the stadium's right there. And I'm just like, man, fuck all you cheesehead-wearing motherfuckers. Fuck you to death, nigga. Oh, nigga, you're so cool because you can walk down your neighborhood and the stadium's right there. You can do the same shit with Comiskey Park.
Yo, funny shit about, have you ever seen the picture of Lambeau Field outside? Like, there's a nigga's garage.
Right, yeah.
And right across the street
like,
is Lambeau.
Like people park and tailgate in people's yards and then walk to the game. But yeah, I hate the way niggas romanticize Lambeau Field. Fuck that stadium. It's a college stadium. Anyway. Bills Niners.
That's gonna be a good game.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Niners did something stupid.
I'm going with the Niners.
I got a stupid win. Is what I meant to say.
This kind of has stupid finish alert all over it. Bills in prime time. Bills got two games coming up in prime time, which is weird to me. Goodness gracious! So Bills in prime time. And then Tuesday night. Cowboys in Baltimore to take on the Ravens. No one knows if the Ravens are actually going to have any, you know, meaningful players play. They still got to get through Pittsburgh. But I think we already know what the Cowboys are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anything that's Cowboys, I'm picking against them niggas.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. I think they're the worst team against the spread this year, too. So, anything else before we get up out of here?
I think this week's
be much better than last week.
It looked exactly. This was a yawn fest this week.
No. What I'm saying is it was a microcosm of what this entire season has been in my
What time does the Bears, please tell me the Bears play at regular time.
It's a noon start,
yeah,
yes.
Finally a noon start. We can get
I go back to being in the stadium early and get the hell out of there.
I think the Bears have noon starts for the rest of the season, so we're good.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
When's the last time I've even been there at noon?
Jesus. It's been a while.
I don't even know what to ask Matt Nagy or any of them anymore. So, guys, you suck. What's up?
Hey, my man, remember when you were 5-1 and saying, hey, we don't have any problems? Why are you being a Debbie Downer, man? Why are you thinking negative? You got to think positive. And now you're 5-6. What do you want to say? What do you want to say about that, bro?
And everybody said, these wins are kind of fluky. You sure you ain't concerned? Man.
No, so, you're the problem, Joe Louis. Oh, he's thinking negative. Keep thinking positive. We're 5-1, man. We're on the up and up. We're going up.
I asked Akeem Hicks. He's like, nope. We don't feel no one. I was like, okay. All right, sure. Now I get my reporters to be pissed and be asking these questions. But these niggas don't answer nothing. I just want one of them to say, we suck.
I mean, hey, I think your best bet right now to get some actual sound would be Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson is the only nigga who actually answers questions. Everybody else was, you know, Khalil Mack is, you know what I'm saying? I got to make sure that we go ahead and
you do a great Khalil Mack. You really do a great Khalil Mack.
He was like, man, it's a motherfucking dog inside of me, dog. I'll be like, nigga. What are you saying?
He talked with that Florida twinge, and he's very soft-spoken. By the way,
I said on the podcast I want to trade Khalil Mack. I love Khalil Mack too much to trade him. I'm sorry. I don't want to trade him. I know, give me something like, to watch.
I'm sorry. I'm not trading him. I don't want to trade him. I love him, bro. I love him. I can't do it.
I love him. What did Stephen A. say? I love that man. I love that man.
I can't trade him, bro.
These niggas.
Luckily, he's in a contract.
I want to keep him.
He's in the contract for a long time.
4 more years after this, I think.
Yeah. The only reason I would want to trade him is to send him to a better team so he could have a chance to win a title before he retires.
If they offered us like a Herschel Walker type deal, then I'm going to have to let my son go. And I can call my son. I'm 3 years older. Actually, I'm like 5 years older than this nigga, which is...
How old is Khalil Mack? He can't
Khalil
be older
than... He's 28.
Really? I thought he was older than me.
No. How old are you, Pierce?
I'm 29.
One more year.
I mean, I already feel like it. My knees feel... Yeah, he is older than me. He'll be 30 in February.
Nigga, I injured my tailbone this week, bro. I turned 30 and my body
went
to
hell. That's a I'm 30 years old type of fucking statement. I injured my tailbone.
Bro, did you play football up, Pierce?
Yes.
Younger? Remember the ass pad? The tailbone pad?
Oh, man.
Did you ever use it?
I had to use it after, like... one of the last final weeks of junior year because I fucked up my back something serious.
Oh, see, that makes sense. But normally no one puts the ass pad on.
Right. Because no one expects to need it and then you absolutely need it.
Bro, and then you get hit and it's like, oh, bro. Oh, my God, this hurts. And that happened to me and my tailbone is in pain. I turned 30 and a week later I have tailbone pain. What is this? I know Scott knows all, but him and Damien are 45.
What was the question?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Nothing. So, man, we'd like to thank y'all for listening to 2-Minute Drill.
That was 2-Minute Drill. You can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Santo. Joe is at Flo's Annalini. Scott is at Barbchair Scott. Follow us at BarbershareNet on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/BarbershareDigital. Subscribe to the Patreon. $10 gets you everything from all the summer sessions.
Also,
to all the seasons of cinema, all the seasons, all the episodes of Cinema with the Guys.
New John Wall.
What about John Wall?
I was going to say also keep sending us the pictures of the Spotify top stream podcast with us on. I love to see the support because we didn't even ask and people were hitting me, Scott, and the Barbershop page with their top stream podcast through Spotify because Spotify's doing a year 2020 rap and Tidal's doing it, right, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Does Tidal show your podcast?
Tidal doesn't do podcasts though. Okay, there's no podcast on Tidal. It's just Apple and Spotify.
You think it's better than Spotify? I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't listen.
I'm a consumer with the white man.
By the way, Sean Carter, if you're listening, we can be your first official podcast.
Hit us up, bro.
Y'all niggas gonna see me with a Rock Nation hat.
Nigga, we will sponsor with Armadale, bro. Bring
what
it back.
What you gonna do when you see us at the Rock Nation brunch? And I'll be talking down on you niggas.
Giving the Kevin Hart speech.
Right. See, this is a whole bunch of black men that haven't been brought down by other people. And we sitting there eating expensive waffles and drinking Douce. Let's give a cheers to us.
Bro, bring back Armadale, bro. I'll be sitting, hey, man, this is sponsored by Armadale. Don't even right. care. So, hey, keep sending us those lists. I don't know if Apple does it, but Spotify is doing the year 2020 rap. Send it to us.
Yeah, I haven't seen it from Apple yet. And it's like the Squidward meme, watching everybody with Tidal and Spotify get to share their musical... You know,
well, Tidal is the with the Tidal thing. I looked at my Tidal favorite artist, and there's only two niggas that I listened to this year who are like active. My top five was Brandy, Dom Kennedy, Snow Allegra, Jodeci, and Jay Z. That says this nigga's 40.
Damn, it really
that
does.
Nigga is 40.
All right, man, we gonna get up out of here. We gonna see you next week. Hopefully we're in a lot better spirits, but probably not, because guess what we'll be doing on Sunday?
Watching the punk ass bitch.
Unfortunately. and they got a chance to win, which means I might not turn
that,
away.
And that's the annoying part.
When you know they have a chance, but you can't turn, so you can't turn away, you can't go do other shit, that's the pain I'm going to be living on Sunday, man. But good luck to your teams. Good luck with your betting on Sunday. We'll see you guys next week. Enjoy week 13. Out.